Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father, to give thanks for the blessings we enjoy each day, and to bring to him the cares and concerns of our own hearts. We come to hear his holy word and receive the grace of his love. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, Glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you, that we, loving you in and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. He said to me, O mortal, stand up on your feet, and I will speak with you. And when he spoke to me, a spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. He said to me, Mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants are impudent and stubborn. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that there has been a prophet among them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to the psalm, Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy. To you I lift my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of servants look to the head of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than its fill of the scorn of those who are at ease, or of the contempt of the proud. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one I will boast. But on my own behalf I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. That if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. He began to send them out two by two, so they went and proclaimed that all should repent. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph, and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offence at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honour, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. There is a saying I've heard used disparagingly of someone else. She's no better than she ought to be. How often have we heard someone say of someone else, "Who does he think he is? I knew him when he was in short trousers. He's only..." How often may we have made a similar comment ourselves? Such comments are used when we think that someone is getting above themselves, when we think they need bringing back to earth. In our gospel reading today, Jesus finds himself on the receiving end of such comments. He returns home and begins to teach in the synagogue. The people listening to him there begin to take offence and ask, "Where did this man get all this?" Before sniping, "Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon?" Jesus was so familiar to the people of his hometown that they failed to listen to him. He'd probably known him all his life. Who was he to come and start telling them about how to live their faith? They did not recognize that in Jesus, God was present among them. And we too can be guilty sometimes of failing to recognize the presence of God among us, in the people that we are most familiar to us. We find it easier to see God at work in those less familiar to us. People like Mother Teresa and charity and aid workers who dedicate their lives to caring for those in need in a foreign land. But in returning to his hometown, Jesus is showing us that God comes to us. God is present with us wherever we are, at home and away from home. Jesus comes to us. Jesus is present with us, sharing our lives in every person that we meet. God comes to us most often, not in the kindness of special people who are somehow different to us, but in those closest to us, those most familiar to us, our nearest and our dearest, our friends and neighbours. And we should not make the same mistake made by the people of Nazareth, who refused to listen to Jesus because he was just the carpenter. We should not risk failing to recognize the presence of Jesus when he comes to us in the ordinary events and encounters of our daily lives. As Jesus returns to his hometown of Nazareth, he asks us to recognize his presence among us in those around us, those most familiar to us. And he asks us to give thanks for our families, our spouses, children and grandchildren, for our friends and our neighbours, for those who offer a word of greeting or a smile as we move through each day, for every act of kindness reveals the presence of God at work in the world, the presence of God with us in our own lives. Let us not take for granted the presence of God among us, revealed in the goodness and kindness shown by family, friends, and neighbours. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May your Church be a beacon of light and hope to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May there be peace where there is conflict and reconciliation where there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable, May we live as faithful disciples, bringing hope to those in need around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession book. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father, as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you." Peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligay, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. And as we look forward, I wish you all a very happy, peaceful, safe and healthy week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again for another service of home worship next Sunday morning. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.